Welcome to Exit Strategies, Leaving the Party in Style, where we're going to be toasting the grand finale of your entrepreneurial journey. Because let's face it, every great party has a memorable ending. Today, we're not just talking about any exit. We're orchestrating your stylish departure from the business you've nurtured like it's 1999. Here's a shocker. Biz Buy Sell's Insight Report reveals that a staggering 80% of U.S. businesses put on the market do not succeed in finding a buyer. That means many entrepreneurs are missing out on both financial gains and the opportunity to secure their legacies. While we're going to be exploring the nuances of exiting your business more thoroughly later on in the Money Mastery program, this initial discussion in the Wisdom chapter aims to spark early shifts in your thinking. Here's the rundown. Exiting a business isn't just for those ready to retire and kick back in a hammock. From health shifts to the itch for a new adventure, exiting can be a strategic move at any stage. But beware, without a plan, you might just leave money on the table, or worse, find no takers for your once thriving empire. Today, we're going to be mapping out the why, how, and who of business exits, ensuring you're never caught off guard. As Warren Buffett once said, someone's sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. Let's plant your tree today by preparing for a fruitful exit tomorrow. Let's decode the buzzword exit that echoes through the corridors of the business world. What does an exit mean in the grand theater of business? It's when you, the visionary behind the curtains, decides it's time to take a bow and leave the stage. This could mean selling your business to a new owner, merging it with another to create something even more spectacular, or even closing the doors for good if that suits your strategy. Now, don't let the simplicity of the term fool you. The art of exiting is in how you leave. It's your mic drop moment, a culmination of your hard work, savvy planning, and the legacy you choose to leave behind. Imagine this, you've just delivered the performance of a lifetime. How you exit the stage can make all the difference between an encore request and a polite clap. To exit with style, you need more than just a goodbye. It involves meticulous planning, understanding the worth of what you've built, and ensuring the timing aligns with both market conditions and your personal circumstances. It's about making a strategic withdrawal that not only preserves but potentially enhances the value of your business, setting the stage for what's next, whether that be retirement, your next venture, or another adventure. So as we explore the different exits available to you, think about what kind of lasting impression you want to leave. Will it be the one where you sell at the peak of your business's value, or perhaps a merger that rockets your business into new heights, or even on your own terms, decide to close shop with grace? Each exit strategy holds its own narrative and consequences, and the choice is yours. Just remember, when it's time to exit, make it a moment so impactful, so undeniably well executed, that it becomes a tale told over and over in the world of business, or at least among your inner circle. As we navigate the maze of exit strategies, it's crucial to reflect on the legacy that you wish to leave behind. Do you want to leave behind a legacy of peak performance, innovation, or thoughtful closure? Each path you might take not only shifts the trajectory of the business, but also how you are remembered as a leader. So let's explore these possibilities. First, there's selling at peak value. Imagine timing the market perfectly where you sell your business when it's at its most valuable. This isn't just luck, it's the result of keen insight and precise planning. Selling at peak value means you've maximized the return on all those late nights and tough decisions. This exit strategy not only secures your financial future, but also confirms your skill in growing a thriving enterprise. It's like hitting a home run in the final inning, leaving the crowd cheering long after you've left the field. Another possibility is merging to reach new heights. Perhaps your vision for an exit is not an end, but a transformation. merging with another entity could propel your business to new levels of success, reaching audiences and markets previously unattainable. This strategy could be the plot twist that turns a great business into an industry titan. By merging, you fused your legacy with another, creating a powerful narrative of collaboration and strategic foresight. Think of it as forming a blockbuster cast that brings the house down, scene after scene. And finally, there's closing with grace. There is profound strength in choosing to close your business on your own terms. This exit might be the right choice if the business serves your life's goals or if continuing it doesn't align with your personal or market conditions. Closing with grace is about wrapping up affairs meticulously, ensuring all stakeholders are respected and obligations are fulfilled. It's like a standing ovation at the end of a heartfelt performance where the integrity and impact of the finale are what resonate with the audience. Each of these three strategies comes with its own set of narratives and outcomes. The decision on how to exit should align with your personal values, business goals, and the economic landscape. As you think about these options, consider not only the financial implications, but also the emotional and relational impacts of your choice. Remember, the way you choose to exit is the final chapter of your current business saga. Make it so profound, so perfectly executed, that it becomes a legendary tale. It's your story, your stage. How will you take your final bow? Why decide to exit your business before the traditional time of retirement? Let's explore the compelling and sometimes unexpected reasons that might prompt a strategic exit. Remember, stepping away isn't just about ending a chapter. It's about what those new beginnings can offer. Your business has probably been the center of your universe for years, possibly overshadowing other aspects of your life. Exiting could be your way to rebalance, allowing more time for family, hobbies, or personal pursuits that have been on hold. Think of it as recalibrating your life's focus, where personal fulfillment weighs just as much as professional success. Let's face it, running a business can be exhilarating but exhausting. Health can be sidelined in the pursuit of business goals, and sometimes it catches up with us. Exiting because of health concerns isn't a sign of defeat, but a wise decision to prioritize well-being over wealth. It's an acceptance that the greatest wealth is health, and preserving it might require stepping back. The entrepreneurial spirit thrives on innovation and challenge. Perhaps you've grown your current business as much as you can, and now new horizons beckon. Exiting could free up capital and energy, allowing you to invest in new ideas or industries. This isn't a retreat, it's an advance into new territories, driven by the thrill of what's next. Sometimes the external economic environment dictates the optimal time to exit. This could be a booming market that offers a lucrative sale opportunity or an impending downturn that risks diminishing your business's value. Smart entrepreneurs watch these trends and plan their exits to optimize outcomes based on market forecasts. And finally, if your exit yields a significant financial windfall, it might provide the means to achieve or even exceed your financial goals earlier than anticipated. This financial security can offer a rare opportunity, the freedom to live your life exactly as you wish, unfettered by financial constraints. Exiting your business is not just about stepping down. It's about stepping into a new phase of life with different priorities and possibilities. It's a strategic move that reflects deep personal and professional awareness. As you consider the possibility of an exit, think about what you're moving towards, not just what you're leaving behind. Keep in mind that no matter how much you love what you're doing right now, your circumstances may change at some point in the future. It's human nature to focus on the present, the day-to-day management of your business, the next big deal, the immediate challenges. However, this nearsighted focus can often lead to a crucial aspect of business strategy being overlooked, the exit plan. Many entrepreneurs don't think about exiting until they're forced to by circumstances such as health issues, market changes, or personal life shifts. Let's delve into why this happens and the potential fallout of such oversight. Without a premeditated exit strategy, you may find yourself making hurried decisions in less than ideal conditions. This rush can lead to choices that are not fully thought out, potentially undermining the value you've worked so hard to build. When exit strategies are cobbled together last minute, they often fail to leverage the best possible outcomes. A well-timed exit requires understanding market cycles and buyer demand, which are often overlooked until the need to exit becomes pressing. This can result in selling or closing under market value because the timing is dictated by necessity rather than strategic choice. The value of your business is maximized when you can exit on your own terms and timeline. Delay in planning may limit your exit options to fewer, less desirable choices. The luxury of selecting from a range of possibilities, such as selling to a competitor, merging with a larger entity, passing it on to a family member, or even grooming an internal successor, becomes constrained. Each of these options require different preparations, and without time, you may not be able to execute the most beneficial one. Exiting a business is not just a financial transaction, it's a significant life change. Without adequate preparation, the process can become a source of substantial stress, impacting not just the business owner, but also families, employees, and other stakeholders. This can be emotionally taxing and might lead to financial decisions that are regretted later. For many, their business is their legacy. Poorly planned exits can jeopardize the continuity of the business, affecting not only your legacy, but also the livelihoods of those who depend on the company. A thoughtful exit strategy ensures that the business continues to thrive, whether under new ownership or in a new form, preserving the legacy you've built. The key takeaway: don't wait for a signal. Start planning your exit now, regardless of your current intention to step down. Understand that a strategic exit plan is a fundamental component of savvy business ownership. It empowers you to leave on your own terms, maximizes your financial returns, preserves your legacy, and it ensures a smooth transition for all parties involved. Remember, an exit strategy isn't just about ending things, it's about setting the stage for new beginnings for you and your business. When discussing exit strategies, the terms professionally managed and owner-operated frequently surface. These phrases describe how a business is run, and they carry significant implications for its value and attractiveness to buyers. Let's break down what each means and why it matters when you're ready to pass the torch. In a professionally managed business, the day-to-day operations and strategic decisions are handled by a management team rather than the founder alone. This structure often includes roles like CEO, CFO, or other executives who are not the business owners. The key advantage here: independence from the founder. This setup signals to potential buyers that the business can sustain and possibly grow without the original owner's direct involvement, making it a less risky investment. Such businesses are attractive because they suggest a stable, scalable enterprise with established systems and a leadership structure that won't disappear with the sale. On the flip side, an owner-operated business is one where the founder is deeply involved in all aspects of the company. You, the business owner, might be making the major decisions, managing the daily operations, and possibly even involved in the finer details of your business's service or product delivery. While this can imply passion and dedication, it also poses a significant risk to buyers. What happens to the business when you're no longer there? If a business's success is tightly linked to the founder's presence, buyers might worry about its future performance once the founder exits. This dependency can make your business less appealing or lower its valuation because a new owner would have to manage a transition where they become the new face and brain of the operation. So why do these distinctions matter when planning your exit? If you're running a professionally managed business, your exit strategy might involve a smoother transition as you can showcase the strength and independence of your management team. Buyers are often more willing to pay a premium for a business that demonstrates it can operate and thrive without its original leader, as this reduces their risk and promises continuity. If your business is owner-operator, consider how you can begin to delegate responsibilities and possibly build a management layer if you're planning to exit. This doesn't mean losing your touch, but preparing your business to continue its legacy without you. This preparation could involve training key staff to take over management roles or implementing systems that standardize operations. Such steps can help mitigate buyer concerns about dependency on you and potentially increase your business's market value. Take a moment to assess your current business structure. Are you leaning more towards the owner-operated model, or do you have a professionally managed setup? Understanding where you stand will help you strategize effectively for your exit, ensuring you maximize business value and facilitate a smooth transition regardless of which path you choose. As business owners, many of us start our journey with a hands-on approach, diving deep into every aspect of our operations. It's exhilarating to see your vision come to life through your direct efforts. However, there's an equally rewarding stage in your entrepreneurial journey, stepping back. Let's explore why distancing yourself from daily operations not only frees up your time, but can also change your perspective on selling your business. First, more free time, more life. The immediate benefit of reducing your involvement in day-to-day activities is more personal freedom. This isn't just about taking longer vacations or enjoying leisurely mornings, though those are great perks. It's about gaining the space to think strategically, to innovate, and to plan the future of your business with a clear mind. You transition from working in your business to working on your business. This shift can lead to significant growth and efficiencies because you're able to focus on big picture projects that have the potential to scale your business far beyond its current limits. Then there's a shift in desire to sell. My personal experience has revealed an intriguing phenomenon. Often when we have a competent team managing the daily grind, the urgency to sell diminishes. Here's why this might happen. The daily stressors and frustrations that once led us to consider exiting are now handled by others. Your business starts to operate like a well-oiled machine without your constant intervention. This can lead to a newfound appreciation for what you've built, coupled with the enjoyment of still seeing the benefits without the previous overload. Essentially, you retain ownership and continue to reap financial rewards, but without the day-to-day hassles. And finally, what makes you happy and fulfilled? This new phase requires a reevaluation of what makes you happy and fulfilled. Are you enjoying this newfound freedom? Does your role as a strategic leader rather than a day-to-day manager provide a better quality of life and professional satisfaction? For many, this change in role revitalizes their enthusiasm for the business and even sparks ideas for new ventures or expansions. The long-term implications of removing yourself from daily operations extend beyond personal freedom. It also enhances the attractiveness of your business to potential buyers should you choose to sell later. A business that thrives independently of its founder is a more stable and appealing investment. Whether you decide to sell or not, you've built something sustainable and resilient. Consider this as a strategic move in your entrepreneurial journey. If you find yourself overwhelmed by daily tasks, think about how you can gradually remove yourself from these responsibilities. Start by identifying key roles that can be filled by others and train your team to take on these challenges. Not only will this prepare your business for a future without you, but it also might give you the freedom that changes your perspective on what you want from your exit strategy. Let's take a look at how much you can get when it's time to exit your business. This is based on something called valuation. When it comes to valuing your business, precision meets intuition. Numbers meet narrative. Whether your business is small and intimately managed by you, or a larger, more autonomous entity, different metrics come into play, each painting a unique picture of your business's financial health and potential. Let's break these down and understand why industry context is also crucial. For smaller owner-operated businesses, the valuation often hinges on seller discretionary earnings, or SDE. This metric is especially useful because it captures the true earning potential of a business by considering what the business makes after all necessary operating expenses are paid, plus any benefits that are specific to the current owner. This includes salaries and any personal expenses passed through the business that a new owner would not incur. So why does this matter? SDE adds back those figures to the bottom line, providing a clearer picture of the potential earnings an owner can expect under current operations. It's a favorite in valuations for small businesses because it demonstrates the actual benefit to the owner, encompassing both profits and perks. For larger enterprises, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization takes the spotlight. This metric strips away some of the variables that can obscure how operationally efficient a business is. By removing expenses like taxes and interest payments, this provides a clear lens through which to view profitability from core business activities, making it a preferred metric for investors and buyers who are looking at the performance potential in comparison to peers in the same industry. This measurement helps determine an entity's ability to generate operational profits without the noise of financial structuring or tax environments. Beyond these metrics, never underestimate the importance of industry context in valuing a business. Industry factors can dramatically influence both SDE and earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. For instance, tech startups might be valued more on potential future earnings and market share capture, while a manufacturing firm is more likely to be valued based on current cash flows and assets. Market trends, competition, regulatory environment, and economic conditions specific to your industry all play critical roles in determining what a business is worth. Understanding which valuation metric best suits your business and how your industry shapes these figures is more than just academic. It's practical, impacting everything from your day-to-day decisions to your long-term exit strategy. As you prepare to assess or enhance the value of your business, consider not only the numbers themselves, but also the story they tell about where your business stands and where it could go in the context of your specific market. A successful business exit can be a golden ticket to a well-funded retirement. The dream? Selling your business for a sum that not only rewards you for your years of hard work, but also secures your financial future. However, this dream can be vulnerable to shifts in the business landscape, industry dynamics, or broader economic changes. Let's explore how to aim for the best while preparing for the less than ideal. Imagine building a business that becomes so successful it generates 8 figures in annual revenue. At its peak, the right exit strategy could potentially turn this into a mid 8-figure sale, enough to more than comfortably fund your retirement and then some. This scenario isn't just a possibility, for some, it's a reality. Achieving this requires not just hard work, but strategic foresight. Timing the market, understanding buyer appetite, and knowing when your business has reached its valuation peak. However, the business landscape is anything but static. Changes within your industry, such as increased competition, innovation, or shifts in consumer demand, can drastically affect your business's value. Economic factors like recessions, changes in interest rates, or regulatory shifts can also play significant roles. It's crucial to stay vigilant and adaptable, keeping a pulse on both internal business metrics and external market conditions. Here's a real-world example to consider. A few years ago, I built a business that consistently hit 8 figures in annual revenue. At its zenith, the business could have sold for a significant mid-8-figure sum. However, I didn't anticipate the rapid influx of competitors who soon crowded the market. This sudden saturation diluted our market share, and as a result, our revenue plummeted to the lower 7 figures. When I finally exited, the sale was only a fraction of what it could have been at the peak. This experience underscores a vital lesson. Timing and market conditions are critical, and delays or misjudgments can be costly. Let's look at navigating your exit strategy. To navigate these complexities, it's essential to develop a flexible exit strategy that includes continuous market analysis. Consult with financial advisors or industry experts. Regularly evaluate the health of your business and its industry standing. Be prepared to adjust your exit timeline based on these insights rather than sticking rigidly to a preset plan. Be proactive. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Create it by being proactive. Understand the factors that impact your business's value and remain flexible in your strategy. By doing all of this, you can maximize your exit outcome, whether that means moving up your timeline to avoid market downturns or perhaps even delaying a sale for better conditions. Remember, a well-timed exit can indeed fund your retirement dreams, but it requires more than just wishing. It demands careful, strategic planning and a keen eye on market dynamics. Who will take the reins when you sell your business? Understanding who might be interested in buying your business is crucial for tailoring your exit strategy effectively. Each type of buyer brings different expectations, objectives, and valuations. Let's delve deeper into who these buyers might be and what drives their interest in your venture. Often your direct competitors are potential buyers. They may seek to acquire your business to eliminate competition, expand their market share, or integrate your unique capabilities into their operations. Competitors understand your industry well, so they appreciate the true value of what you've built, including your customer base and market position. However, negotiations with competitors can be sensitive as strategic information needs to be carefully managed. Then there's strategic buyers. These are entities, possibly from adjacent industries, looking to diversify their product lines or market reach by acquiring businesses that align with their long-term strategies. Unlike competitors, their primary interest is not competition, but synergy. They evaluate how your business can complement theirs, possibly offering new avenues for growth or innovation. Strategic buyers may pay a premium if your business significantly enhances their existing operations or helps them enter new markets. Then there's investors. This group includes private equity firms and venture capitalists who are primarily interested in the financial return that your business can generate. Investors may not be involved in day-to-day management, but will be intensely focused on profitability and growth potential. They look for businesses with strong fundamentals and scalable models, and their exit strategy typically involves selling the business again after growing it substantially. And then finally, your own team. Selling to someone within your business, such as a management buyout, involves passing the torch to those who already understand and are committed to the business's vision and culture. This can be a smoother transition with less disruption to operations. Your team has an emotional and professional stake in the success of the business, which can translate to a dedication to preserving its legacy and building on its foundations. Each type of buyer presents unique advantages and challenges. When considering potential buyers, think about not only who offers the best price, but also who best fits with your business's operational style and long-term vision. Are you looking for someone to grow your business along the lines you've set, or are you open to new directions? How will each type of buyer affect your legacy and the company culture you've nurtured? Knowing your potential buyers is just the first step. prepare your business for sale by enhancing its strengths and addressing any weaknesses that could turn off these varied buyers. Align your business practices, financials, and growth strategies with the type of buyer you aim to attract. A tailored approach can make your business a more attractive acquisition, helping you secure a buyer that meets your goals and maximizes your rewards. To significantly increase the value of your business before a sale, there's a few things you can do. You can focus on transforming it into a turnkey operation. This means making the business less dependent on any single individual, including yourself, and more about the robust systems and processes that drive its daily functions. Begin by gradually reducing your involvement in day-to-day operations. Delegate key responsibilities to trusted team members or hire skilled managers. This transition not only tests the resilience of your business without your constant oversight, but also demonstrates to potential buyers that the business can thrive under new leadership. A business that's less reliant on its owner is more appealing to buyers because it reduces their risk post-acquisition. Simultaneously, invest time and resources in standardizing operations through documented systems and processes. This could involve streamlining workflows, implementing new technology, or adopting industry best practices that enhance efficiency and scalability. For example, upgrading your CRM system to improve customer relationships management, or adopting lean manufacturing principles to reduce costs and improve quality. Turning your business into a turnkey operation means that a new owner can seamlessly take over and run it effectively from day one. Highlight how these systems not only maintain, but potentially increase the business's performance. Emphasize areas like financial controls, customer service protocols, and supply chain management as key areas where robust systems are in place. By reducing your personal involvement and bolstering your business's systems and processes, you not only safeguard its continuity, but also enhance its attractiveness to potential buyers. This makes your business a safer and more lucrative bet for buyers who may be willing to pay a premium for the convenience and reliability of a turnkey operation. Begin taking these steps today to ensure that when the time comes to sell, your business stands out as a highly desirable investment. Are you ready to plot your exit now? Dive into today's worksheet to sketch out your personalized exit plan. And don't forget, we'll delve deeper into this topic in the security chapter to ensure that you're armed and ready. There you have it. Exiting your business isn't just a finale, it's a strategic move towards your next adventure. Plan it like a pro, and when it's time to say goodbye, you'll be leaving the party in undeniable style.